a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. And
good,
we're just
checking in
on your good vibes. All right. What's the number? 585-252-9800. Some of our friends are knocking on the door. Where are they at, Breeze?
Yes, they are here. Who are we going to start with? Paige is here, and she says, good morning. Feeling good because I'm on my way to the gym. Going to get a sweat in, and then I don't have to worry about it after work.
Which
it's going to be cold.
The hardest time to go.
Yes.
All the gym rats in there at happy hour. That's a tough time to go to the gym is 5. Some people don't have a choice. You got to do it. But I would hate to go to the gym around 5, 6 o'clock at night.
I wouldn't do it. It could literally never be me. Nope. No, thank you. I used to work out at this one place and they only had classes at like 5:30. So I would wait around all day to go to the gym. And I was like, actually, I don't want to do this anymore. And then I would be wired because I would be pumped with energy and I couldn't go to bed at night. It was bad. It was really bad for my sleep schedule.
Yeah, when you're going to bed earlier than most people, it's not.
Because I would get home, I'd go to bed from like 12 to 5, and then I'd wake up at 5, and then I'd be up till 12. It was too much. So we cut the cord with that. Who else is here? Hannah's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good this morning because I'm officially 4 days in of eating healthy. Love that for you, Hannah.
Get it, girl. Way to go.
And one more person here, Emily.
What's up, Emily?
She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good today because I honestly, I know it's an unpopular opinion, but love the snow.
Some people do. And I'm not going to lie, it was very pretty when it was snowing outside the window yesterday. But I'm like, all right, enough is enough.
Thank you. I'll see myself out now.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing? I'm good. 3 days in of going to bed at 8 o'clock.
No drinking. Try January for some, including our girl Breeze.
Put on my Rot Show yesterday. See, I'm only... So I'm not... Trying to only watch like 2 episodes a day because I don't want it to get to a point where I'm like sitting in front of the TV all day. So 2 episodes a day of Southern Charm. I'll keep you guys updated on that. But yeah, I mean, just in this period right now where life's slowing down. It is slowing down.
Do you think that's because it's winter?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to go outside personally, but...
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Like, especially when it's, like, dark, too. Nah, I'm good. When I get home at 2, don't really want to leave again. Especially with traffic and stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be cold out there today, guys. 19 for the high. They're saying by 10 a.m. it's going to feel like negative 6 outside. So, if you got a coat, you should probably put it on.
I need to start wearing gloves. Like, all the time.
Yeah.
Because my fingers are cold.
Yeah, so just be careful when you guys are driving this morning. It is definitely a little slick out there. I mean, plows have not had the opportunity to hit every street or side street. But overall, yeah, vibes are pretty good this morning. Vibes are good because I'm excited to have my first meal tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I feel way better today than I did yesterday. But day 2 of a water fest is always the hardest.
What'd you do yesterday?
I mean, I did some work. I drank a ton of water. Uh-huh. I sat in a sauna, which was probably a bad idea. Did that for a half hour.
Did you die?
No, I felt a little better. It's not like I had a whole ton of calories to burn, but I'm like, I was cold all day yesterday. I had to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I had to thaw out because my body would not warm up whatsoever. I'm like, I gotta figure this out. But yeah, I started to feel a little bit better by last night. Yesterday was a really tough day, but today I feel so much better. And then 7 o'clock tonight, I get to have my first meal. So
What are you eating?
We're in the home stretch. Probably something very light, like yogurt and fruit and all that. Because last year when I did this, I had a big bowl of chili and a chicken Caesar wrap, and that was a bad idea. It was a bad idea.
Ease back into it.
You got to ease back into it, and that's what I'll be doing. All right, coming up for the big story of the day this morning, there was a lot that took place the other month at Spencerport schools. I think we're talking about Cosgrove Middle School. There was an eighth grader who was continuing to be bullied. And yesterday there was a huge meeting. Members of the community are not satisfied with how the school handled this situation. And I'm going to tell you all about what took place at this meeting coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here. After a Spencerport student was charged for allegedly bullying a classmate, concerned community members are not satisfied with how the school handled the situation. I don't think they usually ever are. Many people walked through those doors last night. A lot of them were wearing pink to honor Leah. They were there to advocate that things need to change when someone is bullied. Leah Sick is an eighth grader at Cosgrove Middle School, and she was the reason most people attended the school board meeting. Please make students accountable for their actions and make them see that a couple of days of suspension is not a reward, said one attendee. So back in November, six boys received a three-day suspension after attacking Leah. Her mom, Kim Sick, says they waited for her at her locker, then charged at her, slamming her into the lockers. But Kim says that wasn't the end. She says they received repeated threatening FaceTime calls for 8 days straight. So my husband and I did take some matters in our own hands, and we did go to the police. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office charged one of the boys with aggravated harassment and stalking, sporting a big pink banner with the words "Stop Bullying." Supporters came to ask the school to look at their policies and code of conduct. Does my daughter need to get bruised up, broken bones, a concussion, or worse, for the school to actually do anything about it? How frustrating as a parent, though.
Yeah.
Like, what is it going to take for the school to finally step in and be like, enough is enough? Sean, the father, was offered the chance to read his speech privately to some board members, because in the speech he wrote originally, he was told he could not read it at the meeting because it provides specifics. So the recent announcement by the Greece Police Department speaks to the severity of this bullying incident, and we are appreciative to law enforcement for the response and attention given to this matter, said her parents. A charge of aggravated harassment in the second degree addresses the most severe behavior, which occurred outside of school. This later point is important to make, given the complexities of bullying and how it often interconnects between home and school. So right now they're going to continue to probably and hopefully step in and do more than just, hey, you're getting suspended for 3 days, which really at the end of it does nothing. Some of these kids need to just be charged.
Yeah, I'm glad like the members of the community, though, are backing her and the family and going to the meeting as well to show support, because it's one thing for them to be like, yeah, this is tough, but it's another thing for them, the parents, I'm saying, and all the other parents being like, this is unacceptable. And if this were my kid in this situation, I hope that things would be different.
You know,
they're putting themselves in that situation.
And as a 13 or 14-year-old kid, it means the world to you when you see that many people show up for you.
Right.
Coming up on the show, one of the things that you mentioned this morning is, a lot of people for New Year's resolutions, they do weight loss goals, they do fasting, mm-hmm. they get back into the gym. But you think that we need to switch it up.
I have a New Year's resolution that is none of those things. It's not really wellness. It's not really fitness related, which are the top ones. Money saving. Although all those things are great, I'm thinking outside of the box this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, if I don't get this done or figure it out by the end of 2025, I have failed myself. Truly. What is it? I'll tell you coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. I think it's safe to say that some of us are not that handy when it comes to building things, using tools, etc. Some of you married people who are not handy.
Yeah.
And for some, tough. That could be a real turnoff.
I think that people's New Year's resolutions are all great. They're all fine and well. I think people get so hung up on the basics of like, we're going to work out, we're going to eat healthy, we're going to save every penny. It's like, okay, that's great and fine and well. Very basic. Everyone does it. It's very broad. I'm tapping into a niche this year for 2025 that it's been on my mind for quite some time now. And that is being handy, knowing how to work a drill, knowing the difference between a screwdriver and a wrench.
Oh, you don't know, the difference between them. That's,
it's just something that needs to happen.
Yeah, you're going to need more serious help.
And I feel very, dare I use the word, helpless when it comes to things like that. And it pisses me off because I have a lot of expectations for my space and how things look. And if I can't even hang a picture frame, things are going to... I don't like being at mercy to someone. I don't like having to ask someone and wait for someone to do something for me. So...
Well, your last apartment, all those shelves, all those frames, who hung that?
So, it's tough because I had to hire out. no, I did.
Are you kidding?
No, because my dad has moved me... three times.
Oh, your father said he's never going to do it again.
I'm done. He said, I'm done. I'm not doing it. I refuse. Hire out. I'm not doing it. When it comes to moving physically or hanging or drilling or anything, he's like, I'm not doing it. So that was kind of him. So I hired two men, both of which I knew, but I couldn't ask one person to do all the tasks because there were so many. I had to break it up into two different increments.
Yeah.
So one guy hung my fan, another guy hung my TV, another guy built my shed. So it was a journey. And when I get into a space, I want everything to be completed that day. And I know it's unrealistic because everyone's like, room wasn't built in a day. It's like, but my apartment will be. It will be.
See, I was kind of the same way when I moved in. I needed to be done as soon as possible.
Like, there's picture frames leaning up against the wall in my apartment right now, and I'm losing my mind.
Well, how hard is it to hang a picture?
I mean, it's more than just a picture, though. Like, I could probably hang a picture. I can hammer a nail into the wall and be done with it. But there's a lot of math that goes into it, and I failed math multiple times.
I've hung...
There's a lot of measuring. There's a lot of leveling. A lot of this. There's a lot of that.
If there's one thing I'm excellent at, it's hanging a picture of any size. And I will also boast, all the hundreds of frames I've ever hung, I've never used a measuring tape once. And they're all perfect. You got to eye it. Yeah, trust me on this.
But when it's multiple photos next to each other that have to connect for one big photo.
Do you need help? I'm willing to offer you my services for a small fee.
So... in the spirit of saving money, I'll pass respectfully. Thank
oh, but
you so
you're
going
to pay somebody else to do it?
No, I'm going to learn. Okay. I'm going to learn myself. And this is what it boils down to. I was on TikTok and I found this beautiful pink tool set.
Oh,
I texted the lesbian soiree group chat.
Okay, time out. Why are you going on TikTok for tools? Go to Home Depot like a normal person. Go to Lowe's. Why are you on TikTok to buy a drill?
It was a great deal. I haven't bought it yet, but it's bookmarked for sure. I was in my lesbian soiree group chat because they're all like, mask lesbians. They know how to do all that stuff. And I'm like, can someone come and teach me? And they're like, there's really no hope for you, truly. So I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to learn how to use a level, how to use a drill, how to hang a floating shelf. Like, these are all things that I personally feel like require two people. And I asked my girlfriend to do it over the weekend, and she bitched and moaned the entire time. Yeah. I want to be done with this. This is ridiculous. I don't want to do this. Ba 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 ba. And
it doesn't
she
require
did it, and she didn't do it right, and the shelf fell down. So
the shelf fell. on anyone?
No, it's a floating shelf. So it's supposed to be like
I know what it
to
is.
The wall, yeah. And it's just like hanging down.
So it fell. You don't. It does not require two people to do any of this. And second, if you really want to learn how to do any of these things, you can YouTube it. It'll show anything you need to know. You can go right to the internet, and it'll teach you.
See, I'm more of a hands-on learner.
Well, you're gonna do it while watching the video.
Also, the reason I'm so skeptical of learning and nervous to learn is because I'm physically putting holes in walls and I want to be handy. Here's the thing. I feel like I'm fully capable of this because I'm so crafty and because I'm so like artistic. Like I love to craft. I love a project. But when it comes to levels and bolts and cements and what is it? Like there's a beam in the wall or a stud?
Yeah, you're looking for the stud.
I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
See, I've always wanted to be a little bit more like my dad because my dad's the handiest guy I know. This guy can build a house from the ground up. Anything. Furniture. He built my kitchen table, dressers growing up, desk, whatever you need, my father will build it. And I just never was that guy. And he'd always try to get me to go down to the workshop. He's like, let me teach you how to build this dining room table. I'm like, I'm going to play Sega. And I do. There are some regrets. I wish that I would have spent a little bit more time with him in the workshop. But now I'm trying to make up for that a little bit. I just, that was never my skill set. You know what I mean? I was always distracted with other things. That, for him, is his true passion.
Maybe I can go hang out with your dad. Maybe I can spend a day on a work site with your dad or your brother.
All the stuff you're trying to do right now, he can do in 10 minutes.
I just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need no man. Like, I got to figure this out on my own.
No, and you should. If you really want to learn how to do it, you can. Like I said, everything you need to know is on the internet. There's tutorials, there's videos, how to hang a shelf, how to hang a floating shelf.
It just seems like every time I ask someone to do it, like my dad, my girlfriend, everyone's so angry. Like, I don't need one more reason to be angry. Trust me. I do that fine on my own. I don't want to get into this and then just start swearing and throwing things.
I can help you if you want. But you got to do it.
Are you ready for the gallery wall? Because that's what's happening this weekend.
How many pictures?
The limit does not exist. It's in the process of a creative vision right now.
I'm going to need lunch, Breeze. I'm going to need lunch. We'll figure this out. And if you guys want to join us, 585-252-9800, we're going to have a little party at Breezy's house.
Come through.
98 PXY.